can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Time of the week.
These girls, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts 3-4
yeah.
Radio.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
happy
you are.
Sunday. We're back. We really fought for this time again.
Yeah. Tooth and nail.
I was about to say that. By tooth and nail, we mean we filled out a Google form.
Yeah.
And then we got the time,
and
that was it. So thank you to the WMFO gods. Yep. Anyway, so we're happy to be back. Back on the air.
Back on the air.
You know,
back
playing our tunes.
One last. great semester.
One last semester.
Final
ride
for all the girls,
that's so weird. I just haven't even thought about it. I was talking to a dear friend of ours, Krithi, yesterday, and they were like, oh yeah, like in our 3 months left of college, da da da. And I was like, wait, 3 months?
You can't just
wait, like, rewind. Yeah, like that is just not making sense to me. I thought I had more time.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I guess I am technically graduating in August, so I personally do have more time.
I mean, we're taking our history class together.
We sure are.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. And our Soch methods.
Well, I got kicked out of Soch methods because they found out that the jig
darn,
was up.
Darn, you're right,
I'm not actually a sociology student, even
sad.
Though really, I fit the mold.
But you're like pretty much like honorary, right?
Yeah, honorary.
So that's kind of a bummer. But here we are, our last semester. Happy to be back. I guess, well, Georgia, you thought of the sort of theme for this.
I was just going to say, like, speaking of us, always find ourselves back here in the studio, talking about our lives on the air. This theme for this week, we kind of wanted to do, like, we talked that this past New Music Friday was a big Friday for us.
Oh,
we had
there's so much to talk
many
about.
Many new albums, many new artists, many new thoughts. So we kind of wanted to do, like, a maybe stemming from that idea of, like, new things, but also kind of recalling, like, past, I guess, like, styles and, like, approaches to music. We're doing, like, an on-repeat episode. So stuff from our on-repeat on Spotify, but also just, like, on-repeat in life.
In life, right. Because, I feel like this is a big theme that we talked about on the show last semester, too, was, like, just kind of these full circle moments we've been having in our, like, senior year, I guess. And this feels kind of similar, where, like, I feel like this semester it's been like, whoa, this is what I did this time 3 years ago or 4 years ago or whatever. So it's been interesting to think about that, kind of terrifying and exciting all at once.
Yeah, that's kind of why, I mean, this first song that I picked, This Will Be Our Year by Dear Nora. I've talked about it before, definitely, but like I make like a new playlist every month, like for the month that I listen to like all the time. So this was on my playlist for last month because, you know, January, New Year.
Right, new me.
But I kind of really liked the song. I mean, obviously, This Will Be Our Year. It's, like,
great
feels
song.
Very, like, senior year. Like, everything's kind of coming together and, like, optimistic moving forward. But it's also very kind of, like, slow and, like, sweet and, like, soft. It's not, like, we're going to take on the world. But it's just, like, the warmth of your love is the warmth of the sun. And it's, like, very tangible. Yeah.
No, that's true. I feel like that's something that's always struck me about this song, like, even in the different, like, covers of it, has just been, like, how kind of calm it is and how pretty, like, reserved it is in this kind of big proclamation of, like, this will be our year, you know? Like, that feels like this idea of, like, cautiously optimistic, you know? But I guess what it's saying in the song is not even, like, cautious. It's, like, this is it, you know? Which is kind of a nice thought to bring in during some like rough times that have already happened this year, but that's okay. We don't have to get into that. We'll talk about it later. What's our next track?
Our next song, Sarah, is something you added, coming soon by Ian Russo.
Yes. So, I mean, just to preface, I've just been listening. I'm about to turn 22 in like less than 2 weeks, which is like a week almost, which is weird.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday, if anyone wants to wish me a happy birthday, February 15th. But I've just been listening to a lot of songs that are like women being like, I'm about to be 22 and I'm like, oh my god, that's me, she gets me. So this is kind of one of those songs, and please enjoy Coming Soon by Annie DeRusso.
I'm always waiting on my fall from grace, not even 22, but I think it's coming soon. Can't feel my hands as they're clutching the sink. I'm staring into the mirror, watching my face get weirder. Keep running out of shit to talk about. I'm a senior in college, almost flunking out. Can't feel the months as they're passing me by. My time's disappearing. I guess it's been hearing. I'm doing fine, only losing my mind every once in a while. And it's been cool. Only thing disgusting to me.
That's so disgusting to me.
I wonder if I'll ever find myself in those trees where you beg me to get on my knees right off the path. Hope I never go back now. That's so disgusting to me.
That's so disgusting to me.
I'm doing fine, only losing my mind every once in a while. And it's been cool, only thinking you every time that I do. Still it's a lot, but it's not as much as I used to.
Thank you. Slaps it
That was Brass Monkey by the Beastie Boys.
Shocking. It sure was.
Shocking to literally everyone listening to this yes. right now. I did not pick that song.
Okay, I was about to say, that's the gag of it all, is that I put that song that was, on this
Sarah
playlist.
Texted me earlier that was this me. Week, like, did you ever just listen to Brass Monkey? And I was like, yeah, obviously.
Right.
Me, my top, my second most streamed artist of Spotify in 2021 was the Beastie Boys.
It sure was. Yeah. So, taking a page out of your book.
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny that I was like, this is mine. This is not yours. And Georgia, said, you know, I mean, it's a great song. And off the air, Georgia was saying, if we added another Beastie Boys song,
it would become a Beastie Boys song.
It just would, like, they would take over. They would take over.
They would take over because also, like, on my, specifically on my on repeat playlist on Spotify is Shadrach, which is, like, such a good song.
It's a great song.
Which I'm going to tell the story again. I tell the story all the time, but I just love it so much. When I was a camp counselor, one of my counselor friends had I don't remember how many tracks are on Paul's Boutique by the Beastie Boys. But if you gave her a number between 1 and, you know, say 14 or whatever, she could do all the ad rock parts from that track on Paul's Boutique. And so you would just be like 3, and then she would just like go off.
That's impressive.
So funny.
I think you need to learn how to do that.
So specific. Maybe I could.
I think
maybe.
You could. I could
I
see that
I'm
for you.
I don't think I'm quite there yet, but maybe.
But maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
Yeah. I mean, for me, my Beastie Boys, like, recollection, my memories of them have to do with driving to school, or my dad driving me to school in the morning and playing 94.7 Alternative Portland. And for some reason, they just loved to play Beastie Boys at 7 in the morning.
That's what you need to, like,
which is, right, it's like you need that on your way to school, on your way to work or whatever. And there's just something about, like, walking around the Tufts University campus, blasting Brass Monkey in your ears, and just knowing, like, it's like a little secret.
Yeah.
It's like, no one really knows I'm listening to the Beastie Boys right now, you know? And if they knew, they would look at me differently. But I guess now everyone knows.
We both contain multitudes. I feel like people
would,
people would look at me, maybe think that I'm listening to the Beastie Boys.
But me? But hey, like in my little overalls.
Like Fiona Applecore, like going to ceramics class.
Thank you. I was just developing my film before this, so, you know, says a lot about
this
society.
Is a big I will say, last time we were doing a little trend forecast, big semester from film this
semester.
Whoa. I will say that.
Absolutely.
I know several people getting into the film world.
Yeah.
Film developing world.
Wait, very true. And I guess I am one of those people.
You're one of those people now.
I mean, I have done film before. But it is kind of the time of, like, rediscovering.
Yeah.
On repeat.
On repeat.
You know, cycles repeating themselves. There we go. So it all fits together. Would you like to say something about Ride or Die by Hippocampus?
I picked that song because, again, like, this album just came out, LP3, last Friday.
Should we discuss? I have, to be honest, I haven't listened to the whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, just about that choice. Sorry to cut you off.
Right. For Ride or Die or for LP3 specifically?
For Ride or Die.
This is one of the singles off of this preceding this album release, and I feel like a lot of my friends who I know who are fans of Hippocampus, longtime fans since, you know, 2016-17, before they had any full albums out, very excited by this song and by their single Boys. Just kind of feels more like their old sound, which is exciting. And I was saying to Sarah, and she knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
There's this song, Little Grace, where if you've ever been to a Hippocampus concert, they, like, do this, like, bouncing thing.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Ride or Die has, like, this moment where it's, like, that kind of bouncing in unison.
Mm-hmm.
like dancey element to it that I was like, ah, oh, that reminds me of when I was running a fever and still went to the hippocampus.
Exactly. I mean, it's worth it to
it
see them.
It was so worth it. I was crazy back then.
Oh my god, so crazy. Yeah, I was gonna add Boys from this album, but I felt kind of similarly. I was like, if I add that, it will just be a hippocampus episode, which like, we need to maybe do another, speaking of cycles.
We did, like, years, I
want to say, like, freshman year, right? Yeah. So I think we need to do another one. Yeah. Bring it back.
Update.
But I agree. I think one reason I've been, like, really listening to Boys a lot is because that song, like, reminds me so much of their older stuff. In a good way. Not, they're just doing the same thing. But, like, you know, it's just that, I don't know, that sound that I think makes them, like, super unique.
Yeah.
And I feel like they were trying to do something else with this album. Like I said, I haven't listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it felt a little more, like, electronic, whatever.
Yeah, but I think still not as much as Bambi was their last
album. Yeah.
I think Bambi kind of went in a much different direction.
That's true.
With some hits for me personally. But then this one, it feels a little bit more like going back to.
Yeah.
But like a grown-up version of their early music, which they were making when they were fully, like, teenagers.
Right, yeah, exactly. I feel like my impression of LP3, like, versus Bambi is that this one seems more, like, playful, but in a way that it's doing that, like, on purpose, right? I felt like Bambi was a little bit, like, okay, like, it didn't feel as, like, intentional, necessarily, or just, it didn't feel as, like, fun, maybe?
Yeah, I definitely see that.
Which is, I guess, not good or bad, but, I feel like Bambi as a whole, I'm not, like, I wasn't, like, in love.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
No offense to any of the Hippocampus boys, if you're out there.
If you're listening,
which
sorry.
I'm sure they are.
Though they're totally tuned in.
Right, no, for sure. Well, I'm excited to listen to the rest of the album eventually. I mean, we also had Linger by the Cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
That was me. I've just been singing that song to myself, like, all month, since... The beginning of time, really.
Yeah, since forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great song. Like, what else is there to say? It's just so good. What's up next?
Up next, let me just pull up the list, so I can remember what's next. So next is, Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, which is old song, but it was kind of reintroduced into my life. Not, like, reintroduced. Like, I watched this, video, not a documentary, but, like, a filmed recording of a Bruce Springsteen concert.
1979, of course.
1979 No Nukes concert at Madison Square Garden.
New York City.
And so it was like, you know, an hour and a half long or whatever, and it was like spliced together two nights of this like festival thing that he was doing in 1979. And let me just say, turn your radios down. They don't make them like that anymore.
Whoa.
I just say that. They don't make them like that anymore. Like,
I believe you.
In 1979, and it was a great show, and he's a great performer.
Yeah.
But one of the, they did, like, two different, like, encores or, like, covers.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the covers that he did, and it was just really fun. And it kind of reintroduced this song.
Yeah.
Like, all the artists who were doing the festival, like, came on stage and sang it.
Right. Oh, that's
kind
so cool.
Kind of fun, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. I'm not, like, a big Bruce Springsteen gal. I feel like I would be, but the songs that I do know, I do like.
Yeah.
We Didn't Start the Fire? That's Bruce Springsteen. Nope. Never mind. That is not. Wait, what? Who said that? Someone just came into the studio and said that Bruce Springsteen did We Didn't Start the Fire. That's actually so embarrassing for them.
Someone broke in here.
God, that was really humiliating. Oh my god. Make us. One of us.
Both of us.
Anyway, just a brain fart.
No, common mistake, because really anyone could sing that song.
No, exactly. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Is that song? Yeah, anyone could have done it, and Bruce Springsteen would have done well if he did a little cover of it. So,
just a tip,
Mr. Springsteen, come on. When is that cover coming? Anyway,
also can highly recommend that documentary. It was on Amazon, I think. Don't recommend Amazon.
Right, but the documentary.
The show was great. It was like the first time he played some really famous songs. Like,
whoa.
So it was
like We
cool.
Didn't Start the Fire.
Like,
he played that.
Yeah, he played We Didn't Start the Fire, and because it was, you know, before the album came out, everyone was like, whoa,
this song is so good.
Yeah.
Greatest hits, you know.
Yeah, we have some Fiona Apple, Alex G, Taylor Swift, just your typical Granola Girls fare.
Yeah. Very true.
And we're probably going to come in at some point in there with a PSA, probably talk your ear off a little bit more. But we sure will. But right now, we're going to play Stay by Maurice Williams and Zodiacs.
Just a little bit longer.
away, ignoring words that you were saying, trying to make
is you. Stand outside my window throwing pebbles, screaming I'm in love with you. Wait there in the pouring rain, coming back for more. And don't you leave, cause I know all I need is on the other side of the door, with your face and the beautiful eyes, and the conversation with the little white lies, and the faded picture of a beautiful night. You carry me from your car up the stairs, and I broke down crying. Was she worth this mess? After everything,
hey, we have some numbers to think about.
Yep.
For world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. Mm-hmm, it's true. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, wherever that is. Where is that? Okay, cool. If any of the listeners know where that is, let us know.
If you don't know, actually, don't let us know.
Or don't.
Please don't let us
just
know.
Just don't. That's fine. Well, these 8 men in that place, wherever it is, own this. It says 8 men.
Oh, never mind.
So, sorry. Only men can be billionaires, actually. You didn't know that? Well, these men specifically own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually. That's a hard word to say. While income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm thinking about those numbers.
You know, there is a lot to think about.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if anyone's interested in reading a portion of my senior thesis that I'm writing on proletarian literature in the 1920s and 30s, we think about numbers, too, that are similar to that.
We sure do.
And everyone else.
Yep, exactly. But specifically not women. That's how Sue sees it.
A little Glee reference, a little Gleek moment.
Yep. Hey, any Gleeks in the crowd? Anyway.
Speaking of Gleeks, we were just talking off air about how we mentioned it before, but like this really is just like the Granola Girls grab bag.
Yeah.
Of really everything that you could
absolutely
ever want. So if you're listening right now, first time listener, and you're really digging the show, you're really loving what we have to pick. It's like this every single week.
Yep. So more of this next Sunday. We're not even done. Hey, we saw 14 minutes, actually.
We
crazy
still have
14
town. 14 minutes and some odd seconds left.
So true. Well, okay, let's chat a little bit about our picks.
Yeah.
About the grab bag.
Yeah.
So, I Want You to Love Me, Fiona Apple.
Yeah, so I picked this one. I think this song has been making its rounds on the internet recently. People talking about it.
It sure has.
But I feel like this song, in a serious way, and we were discussing this, like, when Fetch the Bolt Cutters came out, and this is the opening track, like, it blew me away. It blew both
truly
of us, like, away.
Away.
Like,
out of the water.
I've never listened to an album that sounds like this.
Yeah. Agreed. Like, absolutely.
And so what Fiona Apple, Miss Apple,
has
managed to do with this album, the song, really every song on Fetch the Bolt Cutters, just
it's
crazy.
Unparalleled.
And we were saying, like, in the little outro when she's just, like, gurgling.
Like, making noises.
It's
like, what?
So
like, the
wild.
First time I heard that, I was like, this is so weird, and also, my life will never be the same after
the same.
Hearing this. So, I love that song also. I haven't been listening to it that much recently, because I think I have to be in, like, a certain headspace to listen to it.
I've been listening to it recently, so it says a lot.
Right, exactly. And I think just something about it being popular on TikTok right now, I'm like, I can never listen to it again. But I still love that song, of course.
Yeah, I was just rereading, like, there was, like, a Variety or something, like, interview with her, like, right after it came out, where she's talking about, like, writing breaking it down track by track. I don't remember where it was, but I remember reading it and then rereading it again, where she talks about relay, where she says evil is a relay sport where the one who's burned needs to pass the torch. She was like, yeah, I wrote that when I was 15. What?
Okay, yeah,
So, she, like, not only did she write that when she was 15, but she wrote it when she was 15 and then sat on it until now.
Right.
Just waiting for the exact moment to just, like, blow it on us.
That's how the whole album felt, right? Yeah. Was, like, this is, like, the only moment this could have been.
Yeah.
There's or, like, it was, like, the perfect moment. Urgent. Right, it's, like, exactly.
It needs to be said right now.
And something about it just, I mean, because it was, like, a quarantine project, yeah. like, it just spoke to that time so well.
Yeah.
And yet was also kind of timeless in its, yeah. like, themes and... And ideas, I think. I mean, so much of it was, like, so relatable to me. And yet, it felt really perfect for the time and is still, like, really easy to listen to now. So, great song. Love. And it's also just, like, a perfect first song for that album, yeah. I think.
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of, like, processing. Yeah. Like, Fiona Apple.
Right. I know. I mean, there's a lot to process.
But then I feel kind of fake talking about this album because, like, we also said, like, I... didn't really start listening to her music in mm-hmm. depth because I was kind of in this mode of, like, not listening to music by women.
Yeah, we don't believe women, as we've said.
I was in, like, my heavy, like, Car Seat Headrest era, like...
yeah,
I don't even
that's
know.
True.
Yeah, Sufjan Stevens, Car Seat Headrest, like, yeah. Vampire Weekend, like, heavy
yeah.
rotation. But then this album just kind of broke through, and so I feel like talking about it, I'm, like, a poser, because people obviously have loved
wow.
Fiona Apple forever, because she's amazing, and all of her albums are great, but...
Yeah, I do also kind of feel that way. I mean, because this... Like, yeah, like we were saying, like, I had heard of her, but hadn't really, like, explored her music.
Yeah.
And then I remember hearing Every Night on Euphoria, season one, and I was like, this song is good. Okay. But I didn't really realize, I was like, wait, there's so much more here than, like, just that yeah. one song. So, anyway, grateful to be an Apple head now. Appleinator.
Appleinator.
Anyway,
yeah,
we'll work. Yep, uh-huh, we'll think about it. Yeah, by next week we'll have a name for the fan base.
Yeah.
Next, well, right. Okay. So speaking of people that changed our lives for the better,
don't say Alex G.
No, our collective we, Mr. G, Alex Mr. G. G,
Mr. Sandy Alex.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, I like this song. There's not as much to say about it. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a good song, and I've been listening to it a lot recently. There's a little, what's that band called? Anyway, he references some band.
I believe it.
In the song, and I was like,
actually,
whoa.
He references Bruce Springsteen again.
Right, he talks about We Didn't Start the Fire, and that's what I connected to in that song.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, just something about that one has really been... like, calling out to me. I don't know. Just, like, the sounds of it, the lyrics, you know. Alex G did it again.
You're definitely more of an Alex G head than I am.
Unfortunately, yes, I am. So, horrible turn of events, I would say, just for my life. And then, of course, the other side of the door, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's just a
classic. Yeah, like, exactly.
Taylor's version of anything.
Oh, of course.
It's going to be played.
Only, yeah. Played. Organic, granola, pesticide-free. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, love that song. I think it's one of her best bridges, I would say, and, like, best outros.
The famous Taylor Swift bridges. Of those,
yes.
This is, like, one of them.
I think this is up there. And I think it's kind of underrated, I would say,
I
in terms
so
of, like, talking about the bridges, because everyone talks about that, but I feel like no one recognizes the glory of the bridge of this song. It's just a lot. I mean, it's not up there with, like, Cruel Summer, Death by a Thousand Cuts necessarily, but it's like, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would say what do we have left
well, we have today? Three songs left on our little list, but I feel like we might only get to, like, one or two of them. I don't know which. Do we want to go with, these are all Sarah's picks, do we go with Courtney Barnett direction?
Oh,
okay. Rusty Clinton direction,
okay.
Or a Mitski direction?
Oh, I mean, I feel like we have to go with the Mitski.
I was thinking, we have to. The album also just came out,
right?
So.
Okay, let's discuss.
Let's talk about it.
Mitski's new album.
Do you ever? Okay, this is.
Yeah.
This is so specific, and I hate myself that I'm saying this. There's a TikTok user named Charles Goss.
Oh. How have we not talked about this before? I love him.
I'm
obsessed with
him. For those
him.
Who don't know, he's just, like, a guy. He's the most gorgeous, flawless skin ever.
He's
and
flawless.
And so I think he started off talking about... He lives in New York City, of course. He started off talking about, like, skincare and
like
stuff
fashion,
like that.
Fashion.
Fashion, like, all kinds of these kind of luxury items. But he's kind of taken this, like, path of talking about, like, everyday luxury. And, like, he's one of the few people who talks about, like, how anything, like, can be luxurious. And, like, kind of spinning it in this, like, self-care.
It's subversive, what he's doing. And it really is.
He also has this very specific voice that's so soothing.
That I can't really imitate, but after everything, he's like, Walmart, let's talk about it. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he made a video about, like, how Walmart, like, how shopping there can be, like, a luxurious, life-changing experience. Yeah. And I was like, you're right.
He'll go from, like, buy a Birkin with me, let's talk about it, to, like, talk about how Walmart, like, skincare products can, like, you know, save, like,
your skin. And he's always correct about everything. Right. And he always just plants a little seed in my head of, like, wow, I never thought about it that way, but let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So, okay. But this album, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Should we play it and then maybe, like, let's wrap up?
Right. We'll play it and then
have enough time.
Yes, for sure. So we'll do that and then we'll be back.
This is Valentine, Texas by Mitski.
Mitski. Let's talk about it.
I also just want to print a quick correction. It is Charles Gross, not Charles Goss, who is an actual professor at the SMFA. Wonderful man, very nice.
Great guy.
But Charles Gross and Goss are two different people. Charles Gross is the luxury guru TikTok guy.
So now
you know. Not Terry Gross, who is the NPR.
Yes, different person. So, the album. What did you think?
The album we were referencing specifically is Laurel? For some reason, that was Lauren. Laurel Hell.
Miss Hell.
By Mitski.
Yeah.
This track being Valentine, Texas. And I just want to bring up, I, again, saw this in a tweet. So who knows if this is real?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, like, the first single, Working for the Knife, kind of talking about this, like, working yourself to death, like, creative, like, block situation. Apparently, that kind of came about because this was, like, the last album that Mitski was contractually obligated to make.
Oh.
Apparently.
Okay.
Allegedly, according to one tweet that I saw.
Right, yeah.
So I think seeing that kind of put the whole thing into a different perspective. Not that I don't think it's her, it's not, like, good.
Yeah.
Or it's not my favorite of her, like, we've talked about. I think, like, her early work is definitely, like, kind of my favorite because it's just so, like, loud and, like, very in an exuberant way.
Yeah.
And I think with Be the Cowboy and with Laurel Hell, it's kind of taking it down a little bit into kind of this, like, darker but kind of more like spacey place.
Yeah. Where I feel like this one does that even more. I mean, specifically with like the 80s kind of synth moments that are happening on this album, which I feel like I wasn't really... I mean, from the singles, it makes sense, but if I was just going based off of her old music, I wouldn't assume that that's like the direction she would go.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is one of those albums that I have to sit with for a little bit. I think, like, on first listen, I wasn't like, oh my god, this is so good.
Yeah.
In the same way that maybe with, like, Fiona Apple's, like, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Like, it's something that you've kind of heard before from Mitski, but, like, I feel like this album should kind of expand it on
But a little bit different, yeah. Like, I didn't listen to it and think, wow, this sounds exactly like her old stuff.
Yeah.
And there, I think there are, like, Valentine, Texas, you know, I, just on first listen, I was like, wow, I really like this song. I really like The Only Heartbreaker. Like, there are a couple ones where I'm like, okay, this one is really good. But I think as a project, like, I don't fully, like, get it yet.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
It's going to take a little, I think, I mean... And this was my thought listening to some of the tracks, is like this kind of ABBA, like
exactly,
like dark ABBA beat with Mitski lyrics,
right? And where it's like kind of funny, it's like funny a little bit. Yeah,
I think the closing song, it's like
that's our lamp. No,
the lamp is ours or something.
Is that's our lamp?
That's our lamp.
Is the last, the closing song. There might be one after that, but something about our lamp.
That's our lamp. That's our lamp. Yeah, song. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about that, and I agree. That's probably my standout favorite.
Interesting.
But I think in the future we will be having both a Fiona Apple and Mitski Power
Hour. I mean,
Hour.
We have to. Yeah.
And of course, in the future, you will always be able to find us here at Granola Girls. Just reminding you that you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you are.
It's just about that time where we will have
we
to
have
take
to sign
our leave.
Off. So sad.
But
have a great rest of your Sunday. Thanks
you know
for
what?
Tuning in.
We had a couple moments in there, but it really wouldn't be.
We fumbled. Some of us more than others.
Please do not contact us. Do not call.
Do not text
us on anything.
Do not text.
If it's said on this show,
it stays gospel. In the studio. Right, so. And that's that. On that. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great
day.